that I'll try speaking as much as I can. If you please forgive me if you become sad. So Nityananda Prabhu is Akhanda Guru Datta. Without Guru Kripa, you cannot have Bhagavad Kripa. Say Prasada, Bhagavad Prasada, Nagati Kutobi. Nartanda Stakur is written in his Kirtan. Enanitai Vine Bhai, Radha Krishna Paite Nai. See, this looks very simple, these words. If you think deeply, then Nityananda Prabhu's Leela, this is direct proof. The statement, Enanitai Vine Bhai, Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Without His mercy, you cannot get the mercy of Radha and Krishna and Braj. Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, he had Sadhu Sangha, the association of Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya. He had so much prem for Mahaprabhu. He had all the vaibhav that you could imagine, the opulence, like Indra. And he had a very beautiful wife as well. But you see, these things could not attract his mind. So his mind went to the Lord's feet of Mahaprabhu. He left home. He tried so much. Father would catch him back, bring him back home. And say, he came to Mahaprabhu also. And Mahaprabhu came to Kanaya. When Mahaprabhu was coming to Shantipur, he met him there on his way back from Kanaya Natshala. So he wanted to go with Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu said, no, stare jao na, batul. Don't be mad. You go back home, and when the time is appropriate, then you can leave home. Then the jiva can cross this ocean of sansar. So Mahaprabhu also did not accept him then. And so directly going to Bhagavan's Lord's feet. So then, he had the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati. There Nityananda Prabhu, he gave his special mercy. He called him and he said, oh, you come here. You want to take my property away? Oh. Say, Gurudev says, who's a if you're trying to take someone else's property. So here you see Nityananda Prabhu is Mahaprabhu's property. Raghunath Das Goswami, he's Nityananda Prabhu, he called him a thief because he's trying to take Mahaprabhu away. And then he received this danda. And what was the danda? The danda was Vaishnava Seva. Then the Ichirva was being given to everyone. So Nityananda Prabhu was very happy and he gave his mercy. And Mahaprabhu himself appeared there. And then he accepted this bhoga. And then Nityananda Prabhu, by his mercy, his whole path to go towards Mahaprabhu was open now. And then Nityananda Prabhu's blessings he received this opportunity to leave home and meet Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. See, Mahaprabhu didn't return him home. He said, now you've come here. He said, now you've come home. You're from this train of samsara. And he offered him to Swarupdamodara Goswami, saying he'll be your guardian. Raghunathas Goswami stayed with Mahaprabhu for 16 years. Used to see all these leelas, used to hear all of them from Swarupdamodara Goswami. Swarupdamodara Goswami used to write everything in his katasha and his diary. And he expanded on them. And this way this Chaitanya Charitamrita was written. And after Mahaprabhu left, he came to Vrindavan, where he stayed with Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. So I say, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, this Vrajadikar, entrance to Vraj is had. And we see Kaviraj Goswami also. See, Kaviraj Goswami, before he was staying in Jamatpur, near Naihati. Kirtan was going on in his house day and night. And they say, all the Vaishnavas are invited. And then Nityananda Prabhu's dear said, Minakitena Ramdas. He also came. So he was always drowning in this ocean of prem. Tears were flowing from his eyes. He had no knowledge of any external surrounding. So Minakitena Ramdas would sometimes slap someone out of love. He'd embrace someone. And we say, even when he slap, he'd give prem. And there Gunarana Mishra, he was serving Thakurji in Kaviraj Goswami's house. He was the pujari. So everyone offered pranams except him. He had faith towards Mahaprabhu. But he had some semblance of shraddha towards Nityananda Prabhu. So he didn't. So he was an associate of Nityananda Prabhu, Mirgatena Ramdas. So Gunarana Mishra, he didn't offer him that respect. And you see Romaharshan Sutta also. He also didn't know about Baladev Prabhu's glories. He was sitting on the Vyasasan. He said, I am speaking Bhagavat. He didn't receive Baladev Prabhu when he came. He didn't realize that the Bhagavat himself had appeared in front of him. The Bhagavat personified. Swarup of this Bhagavat appeared. So this is Minakatena Ramdas, he also called the priest of Kaviraj Goswami, second Romarshan Sutta. But the pujari, he didn't become angry. He remained quiet. So when the puja was finished, the brother of Kaviraj Goswami, he also took the side of the pujari. Then he said, oh, why did you call him Romarshan Sutta? So then Minakatena Ramdas became very angry. And then he also, and then Kaviraj Goswami chastised his brother. Except Mahaprabhu but not Nityananda Prabhu. They are one, but in two forms. There's no difference between them. This is the Kukuti Nyai. Means you're accepting. If there's a hen, you see you only like the front part of the hen, but not the behind. So you're an atheist. You don't believe in Nityananda Prabhu. It's better to be an atheist and not believe in either of them, rather than believing in one and disrespecting the other. Chastise his brother, Kaviraj Goswami. And Nityananda Prabhu became very happy with Kaviraj Goswami. And that night he came in dream with all his associates. He had such a nice form. Transcendental form. He was there absorbed in prem. And he offered pranams. And then he offered his head at Nityananda Prabhu's feet. Nityananda raised him and he said, go to Vrindavan. You'll have everything that you want there. Sarva Siddhi. And then they say, he opened his eyes in the morning and he said this order. Shri Nityananda Prabhu. He said, what did I do? My brother, he disrespected you, so I chastised him. And see how much mercy he's given me. So then he left home and he came to Vrindavan. Then there he had the association of Rupa Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. He was serving Madan Gopal there, Madan Mohan. Very tender mercy, he got everything. And they say these leelas of Mahaprabhu, especially the leelas that Mahaprabhu performed after taking sannyas, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he did not describe in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because of this separation. Also, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is also Kusuma Pida, Sakha and Krishna Lila. And Mahaprabhu's Lila as a sannyasi is mainly of Shringar Ras. So he said in the future Vyas will write everything. So Kaviraj Goswami, he heard all these leelas from Raghunath Das Goswami, which he had heard from Sarvatamadhar Goswami. And then the devotees of Vrindavan, they requested him that we want to relish all these leelas, so kindly write a book. He had become old already. He said, my hand is trembling, I cannot see properly, listen properly. But still, by the order of all these devotees, I'm writing everything down as a book. First, he wrote everything down as aphorisms, sutras. Because he said, no, I'm very old and I don't know when I might leave. And so then, he then gave his prizes. Gem. Chaitanya Charitamrita. You see, if this granth wouldn't have been there, then who would have known why Mahaprabhu came to this world? So who's the root of this? Nityananda Prabhu is the root. If he wouldn't have given his mercy, blessings, order to Kaviraj Goswami, then he would have never gotten this grantha. He would have been cheated. Therefore, Prabhupada Sasi Thakur, he said regarding Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, even if all the Shastras are lost, no harm. But if only Chaitanya Charitamrita remains, the entire world will be benefited. This is the glory of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even if all the other books are lost, this one book remains. This is the essence of all Shastras. This is the essence of the Gita Bhagavad Puran. It's even more, in one way more, if you want to know the Bhagavad, you should read this Chaitanya Charitamrita. More exalted also. This is all by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So whoever has received anything, Nityananda Prabhu is the root. And Navadvip Parikrama is coming. So who is the root of this Navadvip Parikrama? Nityananda Prabhu. Why he took Jiva Goswami to all Leelasthalis of Mahaprabhu. Spoke of the glories of Leelasthalis. And Bhakti Thakur has described them very nicely in a small book, Navadvip Dhammatma. And our Prayojan Tattva is Gopinath. And who manifested this Gopinath? Jahnava Devi, the Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu also, he manifested this Prayojan Tattva of ours. And we also say that anyone who's received any mercy towards the attainment of his goal, then he is eternally grateful to the root of all, of everything, Nityananda Prabhu. So Kanda Guru Tata, without Guru Kripa, nothing is attained. Bhakti is only attained by him, his mercy. Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful. Delivered many sinful people like Jagai Madhai. Madhai even hit Nityananda. but still he gave prem. Maar khai prem de. He was beaten, but still he gave this prem, store of supreme. Because he himself was the store of supreme, non-different from Mahaprabhu, from Krishna. He is Baladev, Nityananda Ram, Balaram. And he is Bhakta Swarup. He is Bhagavat Tattva, but still he is Vishaya Vigraha. But still, to instructors, he has appeared as an Ashraya Vigraha. Is Bhakta Swarup. And he always thinks of this Mahaprabhu's Das. He's always giving, serving. And Dasya Sakya Vatsalya. Serving in all ways, because he's Balram. And Madhuribhav, he's Anangamanjari. So in all ways, he's serving Krishna. So Nityananda is so merciful. And today is Avirbhav Tithi. He came to this world to bestow his mercy upon all of us. And Mahaprabhu preached throughout the entire world, through him. And you see, all the branches came from him. Reasons for Mahaprabhu to appear, to give his mercy, the root is Nityananda. Spread Mahaprabhu's mercy all over the world. So I offer my millions of obeisances at his lotus feet and pray for his mercy. And at the feet of the Vaishnavas, Dandavat Pranams I offer. Please bless me that serve Hari Guru Vaishnavas in this life. Ayavacha Vatanam Pavane Pyo Vaishnave Pyo Namo. observing the sthiti of the appearance of Mahaprabhu's non-different form. It is very dear to Mahaprabhu, who is Nityananda Prabhu. It is most suspicious of Rupa of Thiti. To respect the sthiti, by respecting the sthiti, Mahaprabhu will become very happy. Acharya as a Guru Varga have always done Kirtan in this regard. When we see Murari Gupta, he came first and he offered pranam to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was not happy. And first he offered pranam to Nityananda Prabhu, then to Mahaprabhu, and then Mahaprabhu became happy. He said, "Now you heard, now you know my heart." And those who know to respect Nityananda Prabhu, they become very dear to Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan Thakur has glorified Nityananda Prabhu so much. And Lachandas Thakur and Chaitanya Mangal has glorified Nityananda Prabhu so much. Narottam Thakur also has glorified Nityananda Prabhu so much. So Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they were of Mithila, Nepal. So then the people there they are worshippers of Ram, Sita Devi, or Lakshmi Narayan. So once Baladev Prabhu, he went there and he stayed for so much time there. And Krishna also came there. Because Krishna, he had two devotees in Mithila. And he stayed there for some time. Not alone. Oh, he came to many Rishi Maharshis there. He doesn't go anywhere alone. If he goes anywhere, he takes his associates, his parshads. So Krishna, he went and he stayed there. Baladev Prabhu said, "Also, I'll also stay here for some time." So Baladev, he stayed there for so much time. So there in Mithila, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, Hadai Yoja, they are present there. So they did all the Shastras and followed them. In the Bhagavad, it is mentioned, in this Navyogan Samvad, about the avatars of Kali Yuga, Navyogendra spoke to Nimi Maharaj. Because you see, in every Yuga there is avatar, so in Kali Yuga also is avatar. So there in Kali Yuga avatar has been described. So Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they were singing. It has been described in the Shastras. But how should we worship them? How can we obtain their mercy? How can we become dear to them? How can we become dear to him and he become dear to us? Because there it's not mentioned much. In Bhagavatam it said that in Dwapar, in Kali especially, Shri Hari, he is worshipped by Harinam Kirtan. There's no other way to worship him. Except this Krishna Kirtan, Hari Kirtan. So Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they together they start this Nam Sankirtan. There is a Kirtan Prabhava. Only by Kirtan, Smaran is possible. Then one can stay in solitary place to bhajan. So they start Kirtan. Husband and wife, they started doing Kirtan of Bhagavan's Naam Roop, Kundila. And at that time, they thought, if we want to worship Bhagavan, make him happy, then we'll have to know the identification wants associates as well. Because if a king doesn't have any subjects, then what is the use of being a king? There's only value to him when he's with his subjects. Similarly, if Bhagavan is not with all his associates, then how is Bhagavan known? So they were thinking we'll have to relate ourselves. We should become related to his associates. So they start doing Nam Kirtan. And they started praying. And they started praying to Sudarshan Chakra. Because Sudarshan, he gives this auspicious vision. Sudarshan. He gives this auspicious vision which one can see Bhagavan and his associates. Else our eyes are only engaged in this Kudarshan, Maya Darshan. And this way, how can we transcend? We cannot transcend these different coverings of Maya and have a Prakrit Darshan. So they start Nam Sankirtan and side by side they start worshipping Sudarshan, start offering their stotri. Because there's no one else who can cut these coverings of Maya except him. Whenever there's trouble for his bhaktas, Prabhu sends the Sudarshan Chakra. Even the Sudarshan Chakra went by Indurvasa Rishi. Bhagavan himself didn't come as Sudarshan came. Because wherever the santas go, Sudarshan is above them, protecting them. He's always there. He makes sure that no one was in the wrong path. He makes sure that no one is influenced by the wrong path. So, Sudarshan protects everyone. So then, Harai Pandit, Padmavati Devi, they were thinking, we should worship Sudarshan. So they started Nam Kirtan. They started worshipping Sudarshan. And Sudarshan, he gave this order that in Mithila, it is not good to stay here in Mithila. If you want to do Nam Kirtan, Sadhan, then go to the Siddha Bhumi. No beer. The beer is Taiste Lokyam. If Bhagavan's Priya Parshads, his Bhaktas, where were their prison? Where Bhagavan's Namrup Lubgun Lila Kirtan is going on? Wherever his upasana aradhana is going on, then it is said that by body, mind, birds, if one is always engaged in listening to this katha of Bhagavan, Srinatha Sagada Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Nirdanati Surut Satam. If Bhagavan's Harikatha is being spoken everywhere, then you should go to such a place. So they were thinking, where is Bhagavad Katha Kirtan going on? So then Sudarshan, he told them, there's one place, Radhadesh. It's Ekachakra Dham. Ekachakra Dham, you go there. Like we see in Naimisharanya, when Kali Yuga was about to begin, then Bhagavan, he sent to Sudarshan Chakra. All the Shimarsi started following him. And they saw in Naimisharanya, Sudarshan, he was protecting everyone there. He was making all arrangements for their sadhan bhajan. What did Sudarshan do? He told both of them that in Radhadesh, Radhadesh is a place where the Pandavas never went. Pandavas went everywhere except here. And you see here, there is no field, no trees, nothing. In this place, only trees, only stones there. So then there, they said in Koli, Mithila, and go there. And if you do a little sadhan, then you can have everything. All your desires will be fulfilled. So then, by the merciful glance of Sudarshan, they left Mithila. And they came to Suradesh. Then they were thinking, where should we go in this Suradesh? Because Suradesh is very big. So then Sudarshan said, go to Ekachakradham. Some acharyas also say that in the Mahabharata war, that Krishna, he took this wheel of the chariot to throw at Bhishma. And Bhishma started offering stutis, and Arjuna, he prayed that he become the pacified Krishna, and Krishna, he threw the wheel there. But such a description is not to be found so often. But some acharyas have spoken like this. But I've heard from the acharyas and Guru Varga that when Sati left her body, then when she left her body in Daksha Yagya, then Shivtahur, he took Sati Devi's body on his lap, and it was not that he was suffering separation from his wife. But he could not tolerate anyone criticizing the bhaktas. Especially her father was a Rajasi, Daksha. You see, Shivji is the embodiment of auspiciousness. Still criticized him. And he could not tolerate this. Therefore, Shiv Thakur, anyone who is qualified to follow the limbs of bhakti, that person should be rescued and protected. So I cannot save this person, and it was that Sati Devi. So he took Sati Devi on his lap and he started dancing. And Bhagavan, he sent Sudarshan. He became very maddened. So then Sudarshan, he cut her body into many pieces. And Shri Thakur, he wasn't having any external consciousness. So 52 pieces, her body is cut. And different places, her body's pieces fell. And that place wherever her body was cut into pieces, every piece where it fell, that place became a Siddhapit. In Mathura also is Charchika Devi. In Vindhya also Vrindavasini. In Ekachakra is Tarapit. In Kolkata is Kalika. In Kamakya also. They say in all over India, the 52 places where her body was, where the dismembered body pieces fell. So Shiv Thakur was saying, then he became very angry with Sudarshan. Why did you cut her body into so many pieces? And then he said, I could have anyhow saved her also. But why did you cut her body? Then I could have, she's a very good devotee. So then Shiv Thakur became very upset. And all the others came and started offering stastuti. And Sudarshan became very sad what he had done. He followed the order of Bhagavan. So then, the final piece that fell, that was at Tarapit near Ekachakra. So then Sudarshan, he became bereft of all of Shakti because of Shriji's anger. Shriji didn't say anything. He just became absorbed in Samadhi, Dhyan. Meanwhile, there's also Bolpur, Shantiniketan, nearby. There's Vakreshwar also. So there in Vakreshwar, Shiv Thakur became absorbed in Samadhi. Sudarshan, he was not very sad. So at that time, all the devatas, they prayed to Bhagavan. How can we please Shiv Thakur? So Shiv Thakur, he only becomes happy if someone does Nam Sankirtan. Because he himself engages in this Nam Kirtan. He's absorbed in this Samadhi. And this way, all devatas start this Nam Kirtan. And by such an influence, Shiv Thakur, he became happy. And then he said, Sudarshan, he cannot be happy by all the tirthas. If all the devotees, if the charanamrita of all the bhaktas and the charandhuli touch the road is face taken, then he'll become pure. He'll get his shakti back. So, will the bhaktas ever give their foot dust to Sudarshan? Is it possible? But then Vishnu, he signaled to Sudarshan that go wash Shiv Thakur's feet. He always carries my charanamrita on his head. So you also go wash his feet. Therefore, there's a rule. Where there's a Shivlinga, you only put water on the Shivlinga. And then Shivji is very happy with this water. And you put water on him, then he becomes very happy. And then say Sudarshan, you got all his strength back. So Shiv Thakur is easily pacified. Therefore he is called Bolenath Ashutosh. Just offer Ganga Jal or any water and he becomes very happy. And that place becomes very pure. Even one is affected by sins, since millions of lifetimes, sins, offenses, the Sudarshan, he says, that since I got the strength again, I become pure. Therefore, go to that place where I became pure again, got my strength back. So the Ekachakradham, where is Kunda, where is Abhishek was done, that Kunda is still present there. So he told Padmavati and Harai Pandit, you go there. So then Harai Pandit and Padmavati, they came there. There was no one there before, because Shiv Thakur's curse was here. Sudarshan left. So Shivji went to Vakreshwar. And the place is Shantiniketan, Bolpur, and Vakreshwar. And there's a Taptakund there. There's a nice waterfall also there. Waterfall's there. Vijayadeva Goswami, he appeared there. And many Rishi Maharshis, they came there. Many, they appeared there, did their tapasya. So that time, Harai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they came. But they had no house, no place to eat or sleep. And there was a big kunda there. There was no water also anywhere. So then they do Nam Kirtan there and they drink the water from that kunda, bathe there and slowly they realized that this Kali Yuga's avatar, how can I worship them? How can I please them? Because you cannot worship Krishna by... In Kali Yuga, you cannot worship Krishna by the mantra of Dwapar Yuga, Patrita Yuga. And other yugas have to do Archan, Dhyan, Tapa. But in Kali Yuga, there is only Nam Sankirtan. Like the Bhagavatam, there is a shloka. Yedad nirvityamana nam ichito katobayam yoginam nipaninditam hare namano kirtanam. In very big Maharshi, Brahmashi, Tapasvi, as long as you cannot do Nam Sankirtan, nothing can be had. Yeah. Sadhguru Goswami, he said that Kala Doshan Nidharajan Esarabhi Mahaguna Kirtaneva Krishnasya Bhutasangha Paranajit, that Rundas Krishna Kirtan, then he gets this Mukta Sangha, Sava Sangha, Mukta Sangha. He has the association of Bhagavan's Parikar. Then he wanted to do Krishna Kirtan even more. So one can get, there are many faults, but still Krishna Kirtan will contract all these faults. There are many shlokas that describe this fact. So they start doing Kirtan. And then Lal Sudarshan Nisa. He saw the Yamuna Devi, she was also there. Yamuna Devi, she was going from north to south. But now she was going from south to north. The opposite direction. She came to Ekachakradham. She was going downstream, but then again she started flowing upstream. And then what happened? Then all trees started appearing. It became very green, that place again. And all the covered men, all of them, they also came there. And they made a place there to stay. And then they say, without Kirtan, they could not do anything else. So then, they say Yamuna Devi was there. And then they say all the villages start coming to that place. And Arai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they were respected so much, and they became so much absorbed in serving them. And there was no one even opposing them, saying, oh, why should we Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Seva, Bhagavat Smaran, Bhagavat Shravan. Everyone was there with them, engaging in Kirtan. So meanwhile, Harai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they desired to know who this Kali Yuga avatar is. So in Mahabharata, Bhishma said, Suvarna Nemanga Varanga Shandanadi. He has very beautiful golden form. Suvarna Varanga Hemango. Varanga Nastrava said, Ajana Ambita Vajau Kanagatato Sankitana Hikapitaro Kamala Taksha Vishambara Devajau De Gattara Karo Karna Vataro. He said that this Mahaprabhu, he has appeared as this Parichinna avatar. And I offer my obeisances to he. He has appeared in this concealed form. So they say, they became so happy when they realized who this avatar is for Kali Yuga. They started doing Kirtan even more. They would rest only for a little while and then be doing Kirtan the whole time. Because Bhagavan, he says, Sattam, Shuddham, Vasudeva, Shuddhitam, Satasya, Shuddhim, Paramatma, Muktim, Yanam, Shvigyana, Virava, Yuktam. As long as the mind is not pure, wherever, if one has place for anyone else in his heart, except for Bhagavan's particular sense, that heart is polluted, an impure place. One cannot do Bhagavad Nam Kirtan there. Because who are we? Who are we listening to? We made a place for so many people in our hearts, so you'll Bhagavan up there. Once was Dev, Maharaj, yes, Devaki. That, oh Devaki, ever since you married me, you're suffering so much. You're in this prison of kansa, no food, no water, nothing. No light, nothing. In kansa, you put this big rock on your chest, and he's torturing us in so many ways. She said, no. Actually, no, my life is successful. Because if I were born in samsara, then I become absorbed in that samsara. And I would have been serving so many others, and my life would have been lost. And I would have, so many others would have occupied my heart. So here I only have your association, great devotee, such as yourself. You are always engaging in this Bhagavad Katha Kirtan, Shravan Kirtan. We have no other business. So we are so fortunate to be engaged in such Shravan Kirtan. Therefore it is said, Sattam Vishuttam Vasudeva Shabditam. This word, Vasudeva, this name, is not something ordinary. Bhagavan will not appear in your heart as long as it is not pure. Sadai Pandit and Panaji Devi Vaisudarshan's Kripa. This way, by drinking this place, staying in this place and drinking the water of this place, this rasa, then this Paramananda Swarup, Bhagavan himself, what did he do? His Samvet Samvetni Halatni Shakti. Prabhu, he gave them darshan with all his associates. At that time, Mahaprabhu, he directed that, he told his elder brother, then go and appear as their son. And I am also coming very soon. So in the morning we discussed many tattvas in this regard. So then when Nityananda Prabhu, he came in his heart, then no, there was no Jadananda. Oh, you came free from this Jadananda. You came absorbed from this Vishuddha Sattva. And there Nityananda Prabhu, he came and he appeared in their hearts. And after some time, what did they see? Bhagavan, before he came, all his associates came one after another. And after some time, when this Maghi Shukla Tridashi, Nityananda Prabhu appeared, then and they saw on all four sides, there was not just the showering of flowers or the utterance of Vedic mantras. Because Nityananda Prabhu appeared, everyone was reciting the Vedas, showering flowers. All the Brahmarshis, Rishis, Maharshis, they all came. And they all started worshipping Nityananda Prabhu. And everyone, they started staying in that place, saying, we'll not leave Ekchakra. And this Radhadesh, which is very barren, became full of so much vegetation, trees, plants, creepers. And after that, Nityananda became a little more, when he became a little older, then his Naam Sanskar was done. This was Krishna and Baldev Gargacharya came to do his Naam Sanskar. Similarly, even from Nityananda Prabhu's Naam Sanskar, he called Sudarshan, saying, we are sheltered by him. He has given us this place. He can make our hearts pure. And Bhagavan's Priya Parikars, this Balram Prabhu, Balai, Baladev Prabhu, he has offered us to him. So he will do this Naam Sanskar. Which name should he be given in Kali Yuga? So at that time, Sudarshan, he said that Nandan Sunanda Jai Vijay and Garu Vishakshen, he has so many associates. They all start offering stutis. Sankarsana Kantasai, Garvodasai, Japayabhishai, Sheshashe Shamsakla, Sanitananda Kerama, Sharanam Mamastu. He said, at first he was Sankarsan Ram, then he was Garvodasai, Shirodasai, Karnabhishai, they were always on Sakalas. He is the Purnavatari, Purna Prakash. He is Nityananda. So all the Rishi Maharshis became very happy. They had performed austerities for many births. But this Ananda Swarup was not to be received by them. You know, by Nityananda Prabhu's darshan, by Smaran, this Aprakrit Chidananda, they realized in their hearts. This transcendence of Bhagavan appeared in their hearts. Or else, not only a person can do so much tapasya, but you see, this Bhagavad Seva Pravritti cannot be had. Because Baladev Prabhu has become the Vansi, umbrella, shoes, ornaments, bed, everything for Krishna. So Nityananda Prabhu, he is the root of even Mool Sankarshan, Mahasankarshan. So if anyone remembers Nityananda Prabhu, there is Shravan Kirtan, then he will become free of this Aprakrita Ananda. He will not be cheated by Maya. So when Krishna was in Svetadvip, he was very sad. So the time Sakis and Manjaris, they tried so much, but he wasn't speaking anything. Then when Baladev Prabhu came, then he asked, saying, "Oh brother, why are you so sad? What happened?" And Krishna said, "What can I do? The Kali Yuga jivas are very insignificant. They are very meager intelligence. They criticize me so much, but I don't care. But then, if they also criticize my sakis, gopis, manjaris, kinkaris, see, they will worship Durga Chandi, Bhavani. But as soon as they listen to Radharani's name, or the names of the gopis, they become so angry. Big fire rages within them. And this fire ultimately even consumes them. Not only criticizing the gopis. And they don't know the proper meaning of Rasila. Then, as soon as they even just listen to this name, Rasila, they become very disturbed and start criticizing so much. Therefore, he said, "I'm very sad that if anyone criticizes my Priya Bhaktas, how can I tolerate?" And you see, they receive so many kinds of punishment, but still they do not change. Then Baladev Prabhu said, "Alright, give me the order. I'll make all arrangements. Now you'll have to give me some independence. Now I'll do as I wish." He told Krishna, Baladev. See, all the jivas have come from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. All the avatars come from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And Kirdakshaya Vishnu is placed in every jiva's heart as Paramatma, as a witness, Sakshi. So Baladev Prabhu, he is the mood, he is the root of all these different Purusha avatars. He can do anything he wishes. So Krishna has to know, what he wishes to do? Then he said, as long as Bhattaji was not empowered, not just by ordinary Shakti, you see, one who is weak, he cannot understand the Atma. He will, by being entangled with his flesh and bones, he forgets his Atma and then uses whatever facility he has in the service of that body, which is ultimately only a combination of flesh and blood. So Radha Thakurani, she is also the predominating deity of Nithyananda Prabhu. He doesn't get this Mokshananda, Jadananda, Brahmananda. He gives this Chidananda, Prakritananda. And please don't like this. Because Balade Prabhu, he is Anangamanjari herself, and she is always serving Radharani. She knows that they'll never be free if you give them even more ananda. They'll have to leave this jadananda behind. On their own, they cannot do so. Gurudev, you wish to give an example. You see, if an insect is sucking on like this this rock candy, then it will do so. But once it has released the taste of rabadi, it will stop sucking on the rock candy. No, it will like this rabadi. You see, people, they don't even know what sadhana is. When they do sadhana, they only worship Durga, Kali, Chandi, Bhairavi. Because they only want Maya. But they don't know the real Atma Gyan. The Atma does not take any other kind of rasa. Jadras can never touch the Atma. You have to give Chidras to the Atma. They say to nourish the Atma, you have to give this Chidras. And as long as he doesn't have this tendency to serve Bhagwan, he doesn't have this sambandha with Bhagwan, then how can he be liberated? So Balade Prabhu, when he said, I'm coming, and Krishna said, we became so happy. Then he said, Balade said, yes, before you used to always help me, now I'll help you. I'll do only what you tell me to do. This is the only way. You see, without Radha Shakti, how can you possibly have darshan of Tamal Krishna? So as long as you don't receive this merciful side, long glass of Radharani. The Guruji says, Vrinda Vrinda Vandite, the Lok Shokharini, Prasanna Vaktar Pankaji, the Kunja Bhulas, Sangate, Karishasi, Lakshan Bhajanam. You can worship everyone of many societies, but unless you worship Radharani, you will not achieve anything from them. Without her merciful sidelong glance, what can you possibly achieve? So Balade Prabhu, he said, you have to give these jivas some of this aprakritananda, or else nothing will be had. Krishna became very happy. And then Balade Prabhu, by the desire of Krishna, already appeared. He appeared as a son or high pandit and Padmavati Devi. There he came, this Karbhavas in Ek Chakra. And not just 1 or 2 days, but 13 months he stayed there. Sukadeva Goswami, he stayed for 16 years in the womb of his mother. Nithyananda Prabhu also, he stayed there for so many months in the womb of his mother. And all devatas start offering Karbhastuti, saying, oh, kindly descend in this world quickly. You brought this transcendental wealth. Lord, kindly distribute this wealth to everyone. And they say all the devatas are standing with like pots in hand, saying, we'll have this brain, we'll have this. Because no one can be happy by Jadananda. Be happy by Jadananda. Mahaprabhu himself is sin. He said, oh, Yadav Pati. See, the desires of this world can never be fulfilled. Then even the desires themselves will never finish. One will desire more and more, and these desires will never be fulfilled. So then, he came there to distribute. So what is said? Sera Krodha Paramananda Nityanandaraya Hari Manashunya Nityaya Nagare Bedai Namada Karuna Sindhun Katiya Mohan Gargay Pula Prem Ami Arabhan Nityay Guna Manya Var Nityay Guna Manya Anya Premier Manya Basha Elva Vani Nityanandaraya Bro, he came, and what did he do? There was a small boy, small children. all the small children would be following this group. Why? What is Nityananda Prabhu giving? No one is leaving him. No one could leave him. All these kids are following him. So as they enact Ram Leela with them, Krishna Leela, Singh Leela. And everyone would be having who taught all these boys. These boys, they don't even know how to speak properly. But how do they know all this Krishna Leela, Ram Leela, this person, Ram Leela? All the Leelas of Bhagavan, Nityananda Prabhu, he made sure that all these Leelas appeared in their hearts. No, they could not say anything or do anything except remembering these Leelas. Sometimes he'd go to kill Kaliya, to punish Kaliya. He put some dry wood in the pond and they say, where is Kaliya? Bring him here. And jump inside the pond. They bring him there. And then he started dancing Kaliya suits. He said, there will be a war between Ram and Ravan. And Lakshman, he was hit by this Shakti weapon of Meghanath. You know, and then he wasn't waking up Nityananda. And all the kids were crying, why is he not waking up? Then they asked the kids, these kids, even his parents, can you tell whose parents? Then they said, when you fall unconscious, still Hanuman to go to Gandhavadan mountain and bring this Mithya Sanjeevani and bring Sushen here. So who's Hanuman amongst you? He said, this is Hanuman. Hanuman, go. Then Hanuman, he jumped. And then he directly reached this Gandhavadan mountain. And then he brought Sushen Vaidya, he dried these Mithya Sanjeevani herbs, and then Lakshman was saved. He started doing such loud kirtan, now that he was saved. So similarly, from his childhood, Nityananda Prabhu said, he told his students, his friends, unless and until you remember Bhagavad Katha Kirtan, then how can you possibly achieve Nityananda? You don't achieve Jayananda, not Aprakritananda. So Nityananda Prabhu, he starts speaking. From his very appearance, he sowed the seed in everyone's hearts. The seed of Bhagavad Nam Rup Gun Lila. So into Nam Kirtan, he should also, we had this discussion, that Nam Bhagavan himself has said, but you remember someone else. No, Harinam is going on, but we are with someone else. We are remembering that person. Say, Nam Jap is going on, Kirtan is going on, but someone else is being remembered. So then you are actually worshipping that person. So who will give the fruit then? Therefore, you should engage in Nam Kirtan and Shravan and also Smaran. But if you don't remember Bhagavad Leelas, then how can you? Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he put this ban. He said, Amani Manadhoi Sada Krishnam Sada Lobe. What did he say? Vajay Radha Krishna Manas Seva Koribe. If you do in Nam Kirtan, but if you're remembering the people of this world, the opposite as well, then you will not get a good fruit, you will get kufal. Very inauspicious fruit. Because not just by Nam Kirtan, but also you should have the smaran. And they say, Vrajay Radha Krishna, Seva Manasa Karibe. You should serve Radha and Krishna by your mind. But without Nitai's Kripa, you cannot do this. Nitai Karuna Be, then Vrajay Radha Krishna Bhavi. So where does Leela Shakti come from? The smaran, where will it take place? So Nityananda Prabhu, from his very childhood, he made all these Leelas appear within the hearts. It became naturally for everyone to remember these Leelas. And all these boys didn't know anyone except Nitai. And they say, Nitya Nitai. They say, where are you going, Nitai buddy? If you go 10 villages, they say, even Muslims say, where are you going? They say, we're in Nitai Badi. We'll take you there, come. They don't anyone except Nitai. And by chanting the name Nitai, remembering him, then Krishna, Prajila, Ramlila, all the Leelas will automatically appear in your heart. So then all the people there, they all offered themselves, all the people there, at his lotus feet. So then not sometime one sannyasi came. He said, oh, I'm coming here, I'm so happy now that I've come here. I went to all different tirthas. But I felt some momentary happiness there, some insignificant pleasure. Can have Jagannanda some food, clothing, shelter, they'll give you dakshina as well, some money. But now that I'm here, I feel I've achieved mukti, forgotten everything. I've forgotten that if we need anything, you know that I've come here, I've gotten something else. So how do you pandit? This is to respect everyone. This is natural for him. There, in Ekchakradham, there are so many places there. And Narisaka Thakur is described. Narisaka Thakur, how all these residents of Ekchakradham, so much love for Nityananda Ram. Sri Thakur himself said, Nityananda Ram, Andir Dham. But Sanyasi, he asked everyone. That, oh, why is everyone so happy here? How is everyone so happy? And why? How are they so happy and pleased here? And they said, ever since this Nityananda, the noble son of this Hadai Pandit has appeared, we become so happy. We become full of all these different rasas. We're always engaged in Bhagavad Naam Katha, Shkirtan, Shravan, listening to his Leelas. We don't care about our poverty, nothing. We don't know anything else. Then he thought, oh, the sannyasi. So then he went and he spoke to Hadai Pandit. Then he said, I'm asking some bhiksha from you. Then he said, will you give me this bhiksha? Then he said, if I can, then I'll give you. Then he said, oh, you'll give me this son, Nitai. He said, why? I'm going on Tirthyatras. I don't want to Tirthyatra and Asatsang. So this is Nityananda, he is Paramananda Swarup. I'll go on pilgrimage places and then I'll give him back to you. And as Hadai Pandit heard these words, then Padmavati, everyone, all the villagers, it seemed that their world had come crashing down on them. Then they said, we'll also come with you. Like when Ram was going to the forest, all of Ayodhya was following him. Really, all the villagers of Ekchakra, they were just not following this sannyasi. He came so far. And then he sat in one place. And there's a place called Hathugada. And he sat down on his knees. And then he said, I'm giving you something. I'm giving you my dear Bankarai. There was a small kunda there. And then he went inside the kunda and it was Bankim Rai. This is Bankarai, this murti of Krishna. He said, here, take this deity. You worship him. And then you stay with him. And then you can, I'll return quickly after I visited all these tirthasthalas with the sannyasi. And then he gave him this deity of Bankarai. And then he left. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he went to all different tirthas. He met Madhavendra Puri, Lakshmipati Tirtha. Then he came to Braj. Then he was in Avadhu. What did he do? He took his cloth and tied it on his head like a turban. Now he was naked, rolling on the floor. If someone gives something to eat, he'll eat, or else he won't eat anything. And they say he'd run behind cows. He'd be here, there. He'd go to the temples and he'd say, where is my Kanaya? He says, not here. Then where is he? Then your Kanaya, he's in Navadvipa. He said, oh, my prabhu has come now. Now I go to Navadvip. And they went to Navadvip and he hid there. In this place, Nandanachari Bhavan. And then Mahaprabhu, he met, told all his parigas, oh, Mahapurusha has come, go find him, bring him here. Then they looked for him everywhere, but they couldn't find him. Then Mahaprabhu, he went there. Where? To this Chandrasekhar Bhavan. And there is a very effulgent personality. He had long arms, lotus eyes, very broad, expansive chest. He is looking at everyone. So much love. He would embrace everyone, then he would fall on the ground unconscious. So when he met Madhavendra Puri, then Madhavendra Puri was so old. And Nityananda Prabhu was so young. Then the disciples of Madhavendra Puri said, our Guru is so grave. But he's embracing Nityananda Prabhu when they both of them are rolling on the ground, experiencing these Ashtasatvik vikars. So then Mahaprabhu, he said, he gave this deity of Pankarai to, so they say Mahaprabhu, he gave Nityananda Prabhu in the hands of Srivast Thakur and Malini Devi. Then they were so happy to receive Nityananda Prabhu as their son. And they say, you see, in the Ganga there'd be crocodiles, and Nityananda Prabhu, he would play with these crocodiles, sit on their backs. And sometimes he'd be naked, and Nityananda Mahaprabhu would dress him. And sometimes he'd feed him, and sometimes he'd be lying on the lap of Malini Devi sleeping. And then he wouldn't even ask for food. Once the Balbo was offered, and then there was one kheer katori, one pot having kheer. And then one crow came and took it away. Then Malini Devi, she started crying so much. Then Nityananda said, why are you crying, mother? Then he said, oh, your father, if he comes, he'll shout at me so much. Because this is like Bhagwan's paraphernalia. Now it's been lost. It's been taken away. So Nityananda said, don't worry. I'll call this crow back. Say, why do you take this pot back? If you want to eat something, then eat it and give the pot back. Okay, everyone has adhikar for Mahaprasad. Okay, you honor this Mahaprasad. Why do you take this pot? Bring it back. And the crow brought it back and kept it there. And it looked at Nityananda Prabhu of pranams and men. Then Malini Devi said, just see how much shakti you have. Anything you can do, anything you wish. Ever since this avatut has come, Sripa, Srinidhi, Sripati, Ramai, these four brothers have to keep them all day and night. They had no worries. Therefore Mahaprabhu, he said, should I make this Nityananda leave? He's always troubling all of you, this avadut. Then Srivast Thakur said, he said, how many more times will he examine us? No, we will not accept defeat. No, we have Nithai. No, we have him with us. No, we listen. Tomorrow. Jnanandiri Po.